The Algoma Police Department is working with the FBI to investigate the signs that appeared on the night of July 30th. 60 church communities have signed an open letter decrying the anti-Jewish signs that cropped up in Algoma before they were removed by the police. Besides several of the state's synagogues, the denominations include Catholics, Presbyterians, Baptists, Episcopalians, and Methodists. Rabbi Shana Bacharach is with the Knesset Israel in Green Bay. She says she's encouraged by the interdenominational support and hopes authorities catch the person or persons who put the signs up.
I'd like to see them arrested. I'd like to see a statement that, no, we don't do this.
Bacharach says signs included crude swastikas and that they fall under the federal definition of a hate crime.
Two were on a Jewish person's property. And you know, there was a sign saying, kill the Jews. There was a sign on the welcome to Algoma sign, a hate sign. That's the kind of sight that most of us don't see. It's like, it does take you back to Nazi Germany.
The Bishop of Green Bay's Catholic Diocese signed the open letter. David Ricken calls the signs hurtful and offensive. He says he stands with the area's Jewish community in condemning the signs. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.